month is Living a Relaxed Life, and today is There Will Be a Splash. So yesterday, I was asked to officiate a wedding. It was a beautiful wedding. It was outside in a person's home by the pool, and I knew what this topic was. I was very careful, but I was very careful, and so were the brides and all of the guests. But I have a little clip to show you. So, Mary, if it's set up, would like lights dimmed because it's so short. Oh, we don't have any sound yet. Back up. Start over. Because you really do want the sound, and you really do. You can see it's not me. No sound? Okay, he's talking to the bride, asking for her agreement, the bride and groom. And now, he's going to turn to the best man and ask for the rings. They were okay, and the Bible didn't even get wet. Yeah, what a start. There will be a splash. There was a splash for that wedding, not for the one that I was officiating. Thank you, God. Although the wedding planners were saying, when is the pool party starting? And that was, I left before the reception. So there might have been a splash or two after. Now we can have lights back. Thanks. So where this actually came from was our journal. And in our journal, Reverend Dr. Christian Sorensen was writing about a time when he and his son had been canoeing in Montana in a very cold lake. And they had gotten really skillful at keeping the canoe balanced. And then Reverend Christian was in the canoe, and his son came in, and he was excited, and he came in without thinking about the balance, tipped the whole thing over. There was a splash. They fell into the lake. It was very cold. The son ran up, chucked off his clothes, ran up to get warm in the house, and Christian hauled the canoe in, you know, hauled it back in, because they weren't going to go canoeing that day. So there will be a splash is my topic. There will be a splash. It's in that context, it sounds kind of negative. I like the idea that Debbie had that splashing is summer and fun. But honestly, in life, sometimes there will be a splash. And if we're talking about living balanced lives, right? We're talking about, last week I encouraged you to stop, turn off your gadgets for an hour or a day, a whole day. Take 2 days off in a row, really off. And people said to me afterwards, that's good advice, but hard to do. Here's the thing. You need to look after you. If you don't have this magnificent body that you're living in, you don't have any experiences. So you need to look after you. And that includes rest, relaxation, social activities, as well as work, play and work. There will be a splash. And when there's a splash, what you do is you get up, you dry off, and you get back in the canoe. Right? If the canoe means our life, if it is a metaphor for our life, then once we have the splash, once we mistakenly tip that canoe, we don't just stay away from canoeing from then on. We get out, dry off, do it again. And that's how we play the game of life, too. Because mistakes will happen. There'll be times when there's a splash. And the splash might look like an embarrassing moment. The splash might look like you did something new and wasn't comfortable. So here in this center, we teach ways for you to remember who you really are. So the first thing is, if you have had an experience that feels like being rolled out of a canoe, the first thing is to dry off. And how do we do that metaphysically? How do you dry off metaphysically if you've just had a surprise and it's unpleasant, it's a shock to your system? Cold, ice water lake in Montana. That's the first thing you do. You breathe. Take a deep breath. Center yourself in the awareness of God's presence within you. Center yourself in the truth of life. That these things are happening as part of your life. And that's all. Say yes to it all, because there will be splashes. Some of you are experiencing some splashes right now. But it's not the canoe ride. You know, evidently, I think I've been in a canoe once or twice. But evidently, it's very hard. The balance is difficult. But there's a Canadian couple that live in Calgary, and they've canoed with their 100-pound dog and their infant child and their toddler child all across Canada. It took 6 years, so that it started before they had children, then they had the one child, and they paddled every year. They'd save up all their money for during the winter while they were working, and then late spring, early summer, we would say here, summer, they would go paddling. And you can see the map online. It's every single waterway in Canada. And what they originally wanted was to see what the explorers saw when they were discovering Canada. They wanted to see nature in its pristine beauty. And of course, they got to see that. The husband was an expert paddler. The wife was an expert survivalist. She'd spent a whole year before marriage looking after herself, built a little hut and lived out like Thoreau did on Waldo Pond. So she knew how to survive. He knew how to paddle, taught her how to paddle. She taught him how to survive. And they've had this amazing experience. And can you imagine those children's experience? Here's the other interesting part to me. Their original idea was to see the beauty of nature. But what they realized the good parts were the people they met along the way. The people that invited them into their home, that cooked a home-cooked meal for them, that said, come on in and use our shower. The people they met along the way was the greatest blessing on their journey. And they didn't talk about upsetting that canoe once. So just because you're in a canoe, I mean, there are rapids. There's the Great Lake. There's two Great Lakes they had to paddle across or through long ways. It wasn't like they were doing easy lake. There was currents, and it was difficult, but they didn't upset the canoe. Again, this is a metaphor for our life, because when we're doing what we love, the splashes will be more like kids in summer, the splashes. And even if we get dunked, we won't think of it as an upset. We'll think of it as just part of life's loving us. Because life does love us. Loves us just the way we are, just the way we are not. Being a splash. Sometimes we get into habits that they're not good or bad, but it causes us to get stuck. So, for instance, even when you get up in the morning, you probably have a routine, and I hope it's a spiritual routine. It might not be, but I hope it is. I hope there's some quiet, some meditation, some prayer, some reading, some centering. And then there are other habits that during the day you'll find yourself, have you ever noticed that you've driven from one place to another and you don't remember anything of the drive? Yeah, because you were somewhere in your mind and you were going on autopilot, habit. And yet, here we are, spiritual beings created in the image and likeness of this perfect presence, and we can create whatever we want in life. We can experience whatever we want, and sometimes it's our habits that keep us stuck in doing the same things over and over and over again. We just haven't thought of how to break through into a new way of being. Sometimes that new way of being feels like being dunked, a canoe rolling over, right? And sometimes, especially the people that are in classes, Prosperity Plus class, each one of us has a vision for the future, something that we truly want, love. So hands up, someone, how many of you have something in your future that you really know, clearly can see what you want, and it isn't here yet? Oh, good. So lots of you know what I'm talking about. And some of you, most of us, don't know how to get it, right? Because if we did know how to get it, we'd already have it. We're smart beings, made in the image and likeness of the One. We don't have it already. So that's where our spiritual tools come in, of saying, here's my vision, and I'm moving toward it as if. I'm moving toward it as if. And our intuition kicks in. So we have the faculties of imagination and intuition, perception. We have these faculties, and we can, when we are centered in the divine, use that intuition, and it will guide us to exactly the right things, places, people, etc. Do you all agree with me? Okay, everybody agrees. Nodding your heads. Okay. Okay, I'm going to stop and tell a canoe story. Then I'll get back to that. So bring me back to that. So there was an avid canoeer, and he loved to canoe. He went all by himself, so he got up early one morning, and he tiptoed out of bed. Didn't disturb his wife, tiptoed out of bed, tiptoed down into the garage, got the canoe down, got it into the whatever he had, trailer, whatever he had, pulled out of the garage, and it's a huge, huge rainstorm. It's just pelting down rain. So he quietly pulls back into the garage, goes upstairs, and cuddles around his wife. And he says, whispers in her ear, it's a huge storm out there. And she says back, yeah, would you believe my stupid husband is out canoeing? She knew it was me, but I didn't canoe again. Okay. Just before, see, here's the good thing. When you're laughing, you can take in ideas. So can you think of something new that you could do, something you've been guided to do and maybe didn't do or couldn't see how that could be possible? When I was in Milwaukee in May, I was there officiating with my friend who's a minister there, and one of her congregants came up to me as I was in line for the food, took my hand and said, oh, you're going to have such a good life. And she started to give me this reading. She evidently really is a psychic. She said, you're going to meet this man, and he's tall and handsome. Well, she didn't say handsome. He's dark and skinny, and he does the same kind of work you do. There's the key. He does the same kind of work you do. So in my mind, I picture has to be another minister. Well, I found out it doesn't have to be a minister. There are men that do the work I do in corporate settings. And I found that out by following my intuition. I won't tell you the rest of that story just yet. But I actually, there's nothing intimate. It's just I found out that people in corporate settings hire coaches that do spiritual coaching to increase the good in businesses. So there's something called conscious capitalism. It's a book. Someone know it? Who's read it? Anybody read it? Grant's read it. Oh, okay. Grant told Kim about it, but Grant hasn't read it, but he's a very avid reader. So what I'm saying is that there are ways. Divine mind has ways for every desire of your heart, every desire of my heart. And the only key for us is to trust and follow our intuition. Even when it seems hard, even when it seems foolish, scary, requires courage, do it anyway. There may be a splash, but you will enjoy it. You will enjoy it. See, it's life. You're here to experience everything that's in your heart, right? All the things that are in your heart, you're here to experience. And sometimes some of us have said, I could have everything but that thing. Or because I don't see how that thing can come into being. You don't need to know how. You just need to know what. You just need to know what. That's the key spiritually. To know what, and then to proceed as if this internal guidance system is really guiding you. Because it really is. Because it really is. I'm hoping for you that this summer you enjoy a few splashes. Some physical in the pools or in the ocean, since we're in such a beautiful place and the water's warm. But you also enjoy a few splashes metaphysically, socially, relationally, healthfully, in other areas of your life. There will be a splash, and so it is.